time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Oh, hello, friend. Welcome back to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. I am Jim Heskett, your guide on this spiritual journey into the consciousness of publishing. No, I'm totally kidding. If this is your first episode, you might have already turned it off, but hopefully you've been listening back from the beginning because I've been dropping knowledge bombs like crazy. Anyway, today our show is sponsored by the Juggling Author book, which you can pick up on Amazon. If you're in Kindle Unlimited, you can get it for free. Support the show. Go check out the book. Today we're coming at you with a little craft tip, and I want to talk about the saggy middle. No, I'm not talking about those few extra pounds that you're carrying around your waistline right now. I'm actually talking about the saggy middle of your novel, because this is something that I've heard time and time again from writers where, and I've seen it so many times in writers groups where they talk about how the beginning of their book is exciting and then the end of their book is exciting, but then how do they get from the hook at the beginning to the climax at the end? And it's really simple. You ready? Don't be boring. That's the answer to solving the soggy middle. So now let's talk about how you do that. And here's how you do that. So I'm a big fan of the a book called Scene and Structure by Jack M. Bickham. And if you go to The Juggling Author and you go to thejugglingauthor.com/recommended. Sorry, it took me a second to remember what it was. thejugglingauthor.com/recommended. There's a list of books there that I recommend everyone read, and Scene and Structure by Jack M. Bickham is one of them, because you might have heard of try-fail cycles, and he talks about scene and sequel. It's kind of a mathematical, nerdy way to look at story structure, but it basically says that you might have also heard of the yes but and the no and, where here's how you make your book not boring. You give your character a goal. She wants a thing. She goes out and she tries to accomplish that goal and she fails. Then she tries something else and she fails at that. And she tries something else and she fails at that. And she keeps failing and failing harder, and the stakes get higher and higher and higher. Generally, you want to do like one step forward, two steps back. Like maybe she accomplishes one little thing, but in the procedure, in the striving to accomplish that one thing, another bad thing happens. Now there's this other problem. And as long as these are escalating failures and escalating complications, then your book should conceivably get more and more exciting as it goes along. And this is one way that a ticking clock can help, because if you remember my episode about the ticking clock, you should remember it. It was just like a few days ago. But I talked about how the fact that there's a time limit makes everything your character does in support of her goal harder and harder because she's running out of time. So, but you don't have to have a ticking clock to make your book exciting or to make your book full of suspense or to make it interesting if suspense isn't what you're going for. But to avoid the soggy or the saggy middle, you just need to have your character strive for something and face increasing complications and unique complications. You don't want to reuse the same complications over and over again. You really, to have a good story, here's the secret to have a good story, is to make your reader worried that the character is not going to achieve her goal. As long as your reader is worried and as long as your reader cares about your main character, then you're going to have an interesting story. Because at the end of the book, when your character accomplishes her goal, or in rare circumstances doesn't accomplish her goal, but maybe you learn something important along the way, when your character accomplishes her goal, you want your reader to feel satisfied. You want your reader to feel fulfilled and like your reader has had a good time because your reader was worried, and now that tension is deflated because it finally happened. That's why you can't have just try, fail, 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 fail. You have to have try, fail, try, fail, try, fail, try, succeed a little bit, try, fail, try, fail, try, fail, because you got to deflate that tension every once in a while. But so that's how you avoid the saggy middle. You just don't make your book boring. I usually also like to include a big plot twist at around 50%. About halfway through the book, having a plot twist is a great way to hold readers' attention, because especially just when they think they've got things figured out, if you twist it. Gillian Flynn is great at this in her books. Her books are almost mathematical if you read them in the way that there's a plot twist at 25% at 50% and 75%. She does this. It's almost like clockwork if you read her novels. They're like, there's a reveal, then there's a big twist, then there's another reveal, and then there's usually a final reveal at the very end of the book. And those are great places to keep people interested. So that's how you avoid the saggy middle. All right, I'm Jim Heskett. Thanks for checking out the show. I appreciate you being here. Remember to go check out the show on Patreon, patreon.com/thejugglingauthor. And make sure that you wash behind your ears, just like your mother told you, and moisturize. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.